This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines when we begin along the Gulf Coast as President Obama makes another appearance there to gauge the extent of the damage caused to the coastline by the ruptured oil platform from the Deepwater Horizon rig that exploded on April 20th. Hundreds of miles of coastline now affected, and now the first tar balls are washing up on the northwestern coast of Florida along the White Sands beach of Pensacola. The president today meeting with local officials for a long time, as well as retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, his point man for the cleanup. In speaking with reporters after those discussions, the president had one goal, slamming British Petroleum over what he says are wrong priorities of a multi-million-dollar ad campaign to try and rescue its image, as well as massive checks issued to its shareholders.
My understanding is that BP has contracted for $50 million worth of TV advertising to manage their image during the course of this disaster. In addition, there are reports that BP will be paying $10.5 billion, that's billion with a B, in dividend payments this quarter. Now, I don't have a problem with BP fulfilling its legal obligations, but I want BP to be very clear. They've got moral and legal obligations here in the Gulf for the damage that has been done.
There is some good news down on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. It was on Thursday that saws were able to get a clean cut on the rig, and it is believed now at this point that the top hat placed over that has been able to siphon much of the oil up to barges on the surface, but it's still unclear just how much of the oil is now being collected and how much is still being spewed into the Gulf of Mexico. On to the major economic news of the day now, and that's the jobs report from the month of May. On the surface, looks very good. 431,000 jobs added in the month of May, and the overall national unemployment rate dropping from 9.9% to 9.7%. But digging a little deeper gives reason for pessimism, because of that huge number of jobs created, 411,000 are very temporary U.S. Census jobs, just 41,000 jobs created in the private sector. Wall Street not impressed at all, the Dow finishing the week below 10,000 after dropping more than 300 points on Friday's disappointing news. President Obama and Vice President Biden had expected a much more robust jobs report, especially in the private sector. The president, though, today putting the happiest face on this as possible, saying right now we're seeing that there are consecutive months of job growth.
This is the fifth month in a row that we've seen job gains. And while we recognize that our recovery is still in its early stages and that there are going to be ups and downs in the months ahead.
The president says that it will not be a steady string of better and better months on the job performance front, but he says things are getting better overall.
This report is a sign that our economy is getting stronger by the day.
Also speaking out today, Labor Secretary Hilda Solis speaking with MSNBC. She says that there are some good signs out there, including better numbers in manufacturing. And she says despite the dismal private sector job creation numbers in May, overall, in the past few months, the private sector has grown.
Over the last few months, we've added well over 495,000 jobs in the private sector. And that, to me, is a good start in terms of where we were last year, where we were losing 400,000 jobs.
Secretary Solis, though, does see continued downsizing in different sectors of the economy and says it's going to be a long, tough road to get this economy back to where it should be.
I know that this is a rough road ahead for us, and nobody said that it was going to be easy. It is hard to see the contraction continuing and that people are still looking for jobs, and we won't rest until we put those jobs and people back to work.
But there's actually not a lot of good news in this report. According to Diana Furtscott-Roth, who was chief economist for the Department of Labor in the administration of President George W. Bush, she says this administration and America should be very concerned that this government has spent so much money and has so little to show for it in terms of private sector job creation.
We've had a massive stimulus, housing bailout programs, different kinds of government spending, health care reform, and we're still not creating jobs. The percent of the unemployed who are out of work 6 months or longer has risen to a record high, 46%. So that means unemployed workers just aren't getting back in the workforce, and that's extremely troubling.
Bert Scott Roth also says the real unemployment rate is 16.6%, according to the Labor Department. That factors in those who are taking part-time work when they really want full-time work, as well as those who are no longer actively seeking employment because they've become discouraged in their job search. But Bert Scott Roth says the government needs to step up and provide employers incentive to create jobs. She says if you're a private sector employer right now, you don't have many good reasons to add to the workforce.
What we need is a change in tactic. We need to give the private sector more certainty. I mean, if you were a private sector employer, Greg, and you were told your taxes were going to go up the 1st of January 2011, and that if you weren't providing health insurance, you would have to pay $2,000 per worker, plus you might get hit if you were a financial firm with these new fees, you wouldn't provide jobs. You wouldn't create jobs either. You'd do everything you could to shrink your workforce and make use of machines and capital rather than workers.
To catch my full interview with Diana Furtscott-Roth, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. While there, you can also catch the story done by Radio America's Jason Sokol as far as the renewed protests and even boycotts now against British Petroleum. What's behind the boycotts? How will they work? Who will actually get hurt? And why will British Petroleum probably not be hurt very much in the end? And of course, while there, you can also catch our weekly visit with the Capitol Steps. Two other quick issues to tell you about. Looks like President Obama has decided upon his man to be the next director of national intelligence, and to no surprise, it's retired General James Clapper. Clapper, if confirmed, would replace the former director of national intelligence, Admiral Dennis Blair, who by all accounts was forced out by the Obama administration. Also, the Clinton Library now releasing thousands of pages from the record of Elena Kagan, the Supreme Court nominee, back when she worked in the White House counsel's office during the Clinton administration. And many conservatives say the papers released so far, and there are many more to come before the confirmation hearings start on June 28th. Republicans say there's plenty in there to suggest she has a very radical view of the Constitution. There'll be plenty of fodder for difficult confirmation questions in just a couple of weeks. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.